So, what should I carve first? Asked Peter. Whatever you want. What was the last animal you saw? Asked Cole. I saw a mouse in the cabin this morning. Cole smiled. Well, then tonight we'll dance the mouse dance, and tomorrow you can carve a mouse. I'm not going to dance a dumb mouse dance, Peter said, his voice thick with sarcasm. Every animal has something to teach us, Cole said. When Peter didn't answer, Cole motioned toward the trees. Let's collect firewood for the dance. You collect wood, Peter said, heading for the cabin. It was your idea.
I'll help you, Garvey said.
Cole nodded. I'll start the fire now so we have good coals for cooking supper. Peter disappeared inside the cabin, refusing to come out until supper was ready. Then he sat out away from the fire as he sipped soup and ate one of the baked potatoes that Cole had wrapped in aluminum foil and cooked in the embers. After eating, Cole added more wood to the fire. He waited until flames licked high into the night air, then stood and approached the fire. I'll dance first, he announced. Slowly he moved around the fire, pretending to sniff about like a mouse. Suddenly he scampered away from the fire as if frightened, then back again, sniffing. Finally, he pretended to eat a full meal. When he finished, he sat down. My mouse dance taught me that a mouse is persistent and bold, he said. Mice are survivors that make the best of wherever they are or whatever they have. Garvey nodded.
That's a good lesson. Now it's my turn.
He stood and moved around the fire. Garvey's dance seemed to mesmerize Peter, who watched closely, following every movement. After Garvey finally sat down and finished explaining that mice are often not noticed and see things others don't, Peter stood and began dancing. His moves were jerky and unsure, and he kept glancing self-consciously over his shoulder, but he continued to move. When he finished, he remained standing beside the fire without speaking.
So, what did you learn from your dance? Asked Garvey.
I learned that I look like a stupid dork, Peter said sharply. He turned and ran into the cabin. Cole and Garvey remained by the fire.
He's never going to forgive me, Cole said.
Garvey shrugged.
Think how much your arm and hip still hurt. Wounds of the spirit heal even slower.
Cole thought about Garvey's words long after they went to bed. The next morning he went out and began carving a mouse into his log instead of going to the pond. He didn't have the heart to carve another bear where Peter had destroyed the first one. The bear carving had taken nearly a week to finish. Reluctantly, Peter came out and began carving at his own log. By late afternoon, both boys had carved mice into their logs. Cole couldn't believe how real Peter's carving looked. That's unbelievable, he said. Where did you learn to carve?
I think my mouse looks better than yours, said Peter.
It does, said Cole, but carving a totem isn't competition. Saying your carving is better is like saying your feelings are better. Peter smirked.
Mine are, he turned to Cole. Did you really see a spirit bear?
Cole nodded and told how he had pulled a handful of white hair from the bear that mauled him and then thrown it away. The only reason I always had to prove things was because I knew I was a liar, he said. I threw the white hair away because I decided I was tired of lying.
Peter studied Cole as they went to the cabin for lunch. He sat quietly through the whole meal.
After lunch, he returned to his log to keep carving.
I want to be by myself, he told Cole.
Cole and Garvey looked at each other, but agreed to take a long hike outside the bay to look for whales. It was nearly dark by the time they returned. Hiking back around the bay in the gathering dusk, Cole could see Peter still carving, but not on his own log.
That jerk, Cole said. He's messing with my totem again.
Hey, he screamed, breaking into a run.
What are you doing?
Peter stepped back from the log as Cole came running up. Cole stared down, dumbfounded. In the same spot where the bear carving had been destroyed, Peter had almost completed another bear. The new carving was so real, the bear looked as if it were stepping out of the log.
That's incredible, Cole exclaimed.
Hope you didn't mind, Peter said.
Could you teach me how to carve like that? Cole asked.
Peter shrugged.
The depends on if you want to learn. He turned away and headed into the cabin.